Voices of History, Israel, Series 1, Number 4. Seder at Casino. Jewish-Palestinian soldiers in World War II, as told by Meshulam Riklis. As you hear the recording, listen particularly for the following. 1. What location was chosen for the Seder? 2. What kind of matzot Jews in North Africa ate? 3. How Americans helped make the Seder. 4. Who came to the Seder? Here to introduce the recording is Dr. Samuel J. Citrin.
This is a fantastic story of World War II. The story of an unusual Seder on the battlefield, told to us by Meshulam Riklis, the man who took a leading part in arranging it. In 1944, he was a young Jewish soldier from Palestine serving in the British 8th Army. When he made this recording in the summer of 1969, he was living in the United States, a man of many parts, a widely respected community leader, philanthropist, a germinal force in creative education, and a business genius who has brought together and guides the destinies of a billion-dollar commercial and industrial empire. When the war with Nazi Germany broke out in 1939, Palestine was in danger of being invaded by the Nazis. Many thousands of Jewish youths from Palestine volunteered for the British Army to defend their homeland if necessary and to fight the common enemy of the free world. As soldiers, they were on the forefront of the fighting. As Jews, they brought hope and help to Jewish victims of the Nazis wherever they found them, and the spirit of Israel reborn wherever they went. Meshulam Riklis was one of these. Now there were Jews then serving in the armed forces of all the freedom-loving nations of the world. On Passover night in 1944, largely through the efforts of this young Jewish soldier from Palestine, hundreds of Jewish soldiers, fighters for freedom, wearing the uniforms of many lands, came together and within range of the enemy guns, celebrated the Passover, the festival of freedom.
During World War II, I had the unique experience of being the driver to the Jewish chaplain with the British forces all along North Africa and Italy. And at this time, I would like to recall one of the finest moments of my life, which left an unending impression on me, even though I was only 18 or 19 years old at the time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?